Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, PJ. Today for Pep Talk, Meg is out. Joining me in the studio right now, Brian Prowitz from EDX Digital. Welcome back to the
show,
sir.
Good morning. Hello. That was kind of a mellow intro there.
Yeah, a little Buffalo Springfield. Why not?
Feeling a little mellow on Wednesday.
That's right. Well, look. Have you looked outside?
It's a bit mellow outside.
So talking all things EDX Digital, how ADX can help businesses in the community. What are we talking about?
Yeah, well, we want to talk about geofencing and geoframing today to maximize the return on investment through digital marketing. And then we have an invitation coming up here toward the end of the program today. So that's where we're headed today, PJ.
A little bit of a tease. I like that.
Yeah, that's right.
So what is geofencing and geoframing?
So geofencing and geoframing is how we can collect information from phones as people move about. So when you have the location activated on your cell phone, it does leave breadcrumbs on where you have been. So geofencing would be that we would use a marketing campaign, take a business owner, so you're selling shoes. And we would draw circles around places where people who might want to buy shoes would go. So this is a very simple description example, but I have a more specific one coming up. So geofencing would be, hey, there's a big sale, there's a big event, there's a home show, let's say. And all the people that are going to that home show, I want them to know about my service or my product. So we're going to draw a circle around the home show, and everybody that goes in is going to see our ad. Okay, that's geofencing. Geoframing would be, it's Wednesday, and the big event was last weekend. And you go, I missed out. I forgot to geofence the thing. What do we do? We can actually go backwards and geofence an area and still pick up information from phones from people and advertise to them going forward. Does that melt your brain?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little?
Yeah.
So that's the difference. Geofencing and geoframing. But here's where, this is where this really hit home for me, was at the Mardi Gras parade on Saturday, where we were out there as part of the whole radio station family group walking around doing the thing. Obviously, there were three big Mardi Gras events this weekend, and Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And if you would have possibly thought ahead, you could have geofenced the areas where those parades were happening, and all those thousands of people that were surrounding the events would have seen your ads. There might have been millions, literally, of opportunities to advertise to people, because every time those people popped their phone open while they were waiting for the parade, or when they're shooting photos, maybe that would have been the moment, but before and after the parade, or they're in line or whatever, people are scrolling on their phones.
Mm-hmm.
All those websites and apps that they're on, that they're working on, all the even the little games that you play on your phone have opportunities to advertise to people.
Yeah.
And so there were, and every time you open your phone and start scrolling, those opportunities are going right by people's face. In other words, there's millions of opportunities, even in a place of thousands and not millions like this area, that you can actually advertise to people. So as we start to think about what's about to hit this area, is tourist season. And so at ADX Digital, we built a thing called the Gulf Coast Getaway Pass. And the Gulf Coast Getaway Pass goes like this. We are going to draw circles around downtown, Pensacola Beach, and Navarre Beach, and Gulf Breeze, and the Naval Museum, for instance. So we're thinking ahead, and we're going, hey, where are people going to go? Where are the tourists going to go when they hit town? So that's the concept behind the Gulf Coast Getaway Pass. So, and here's why. According to the statistics, this year, 2.5 million people will visit the Pensacola area and spend $1.4 billion. That's how important, in case you needed to be reminded. I mean, we all know, right, how important the tourist dollar is here. But 2.5 million people are going to spend $1.4 billion here, and $1 billion of that is from March to August. So how do you get in front of that? How, as a business owner or an event promoter or a nonprofit with a fundraiser, or, you know, if you're putting on an event, how do you get ahead of that? Well, that's where an idea like the Gulf Coast Getaway Pass comes in. We're going to circle the places we know people are going to go, and when they drive through that circle that we've put on a map, they will begin receiving ads from your campaign if you're working with us. And we have several different ways you can do that. There are a couple of different price points. It's all about how many impressions we're going to deliver and then the reporting that comes with it. It's a really exciting way for companies that rely on tourist dollars this coming year to try something new or to use geofencing, which you may be familiar with, in a new way. So the Gulf Coast Getaway Pass is what one of the things I wanted to make sure that we talked about today. So it's like this. A friend of mine landed, they went to Nashville, and they said as soon as the plane hit the ground, as soon as they turned on their phones, let's put it that way, they started getting ads for things in Nashville before they even got off the plane. And we can do that. So we're going to circle the airport, and we're going to, this is drawing a line, folks. We're not circling the airport. That's probably illegal in several states.
Don't have our own helicopter.
No, we haven't. Maybe next year in the budget. But we'll circle, we'll draw a line around the airport. We'll draw a line around, like I said, downtown, Pensacola Beach, Navarre Beach, Gulf Breeze, for instance, where people are going to go so that we're ahead of them. And using geofencing, we can advertise to them. So if your company, and I'm thinking restaurants, bars, boat tours, touristy things to do, ice cream shops, clothing stores, even events that you have in the summertime. And even, this would even work for a realtor or a rental company. Or if you're, again, a future event, like even think about an event maybe in November. Like it'd be pretty smart to ping a tourist who's coming to this area to remind them that coming up later this year, you should come back. Maybe even in the off season, and come to our event. So there's a lot of applications for a lot of different businesses, and we are continuing to get this out there in front of business owners who are looking for that way to capture that tourist dollar this coming tourist season. And the way to start the conversation is to give Jeff Wayne a call. Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000. He's our sales manager, our boss, our guru, our friend, Jeff, at 850-262-6000 if you want to talk ADX Digital or specifically want to talk about the Gulf Coast Getaway Pass.
And if they miss Mardi Gras this year, they have ideas for next year.
Absolutely. And what I'm learning about, I'm not shy to admit that I moved here recently. What I'm seeing is once it starts, it really never stops. I mean, there's something always happening around here. You go from, obviously, the amazing Christmas parades, but the Mardi Gras celebration that now, of course, is behind us as we all straighten up for Lent for the next 40 days. But, man, it is on, and it doesn't stop. And y'all have stuff going on all the time and reasons for people to come here. And so it's smart to get ahead of them. And digital marketing might be the right fit for your business to try and capture eyeballs and imaginations and feet and fannies in your business this coming tourist season.
Yeah, and Bands on the Beach is back in April, so that's going to be quite a crowd to perhaps look at.
The list is just really long. It just keeps going and going. So, this is just one of the ways that we can work with you and help you. You know, and I think about on the tourist concept, the number of people that are here for a week and then they leave, and another wave of people come in. And then they leave and another wave of people come in. So having your message out there consistently in these locations, the location doesn't change. The people coming in and out do. And I think about the way when I'm on vacation, I'm like, okay, I know these places. I'm looking forward for months ahead of the vacation. I'm looking forward to going here, here, and here. But sometimes you also go, what else is there? What are the other things? Oh, I drove by that place like 10 times. Are we going to go there? How cool would it be to be reminded of that joint on the corner that you haven't gone to, but you've always wanted to? Oh, that was the one we were going to go to next year. And now, and this is like favorite places to go and things to see or things to do. I mean, we have some adventure stuff. Like, you know, think about the boat tours or the parasailing or the
jet skis,
all of those things down on the beach that you always want to do. And even though you have to agree, certainly, that tourists who come here often have their normal spots, they also are hungry for other places to go visit, places to see, things to do. And so, again, this is important. This is a great way to get in front of them. Not only is this hitting their phones, but think about if you get an Airbnb and you sit down, well, I'll just say for myself, I can't assume what everybody does, but I think a lot of people will do this. Sit down, you pop open the TV, and if it's a streaming television, which oftentimes it is, you log in on your own streaming platform because you want to see the weather or you want to whatever. The TV doesn't give you anything until you sign into it. Well, once you've signed into it and your location is available to the system, we can advertise to the people there as well. What I'm saying is, when a visitor hits town, it's not just the hotels. The Airbnbs, when they sit down and they log in or they're on their phone inside that geofenced area we're talking about, we can deliver ads to them as well on streaming TV. Mm-hmm. Not just their phones, but also to the devices that they watch streaming television on. So,
and I've seen that too. I've watched national channels through my Roku, and all of a sudden it'll say, and here's your local weather. And I'm like, I'm watching a national television show. What do you know? And all of a sudden, there's Pensacola. And so they're using that technology that you're talking about.
Yep. And Roku is in our platform and in our system. I'm on Fubo. We can get you on YouTube TV and YouTube channels and YouTube. We can get you Apple TV is in our system. The Peacock and Paramount, some of these apps that are seeing pop up, those are all in our network. So if and the beauty of this, too, is that once we identify that audience, we'll follow them where they go. It isn't, again, it's not setting it up so that they see it. You're not getting ahead of them to assume what websites they're going to go to, what channels are they going to watch, what TV shows they're going to watch. That's not how it works anymore. Now it's, oh, you're in our bucket to advertise to. Wherever you go now, we will follow your phone and we will advertise to you there.
Absolutely.
So
we'll be back with Pep Talk after this.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
You don't need another money hack.
You need a plan.
Dave Ramsey, weeknights at 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in once again for Meg today. Brian Prowitz from ADX Digital, our guest for this half hour. talking about ways we can help your business promote itself. I know you were mentioning at the end of the last segment, getting people on Roku TV, YouTube TV. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about all the different platforms we're on.
Well, there are 19 ways ADX Digital can target your audience and get your message to them. But when it comes to connected TV, so connected TV would be any television that relies on Wi-Fi in order for you to watch it. That's what a connected TV is. So we can go straight just connected TV, but we can also, and that would include, by the way, platforms like Roku, Fire Stick, Apple TV, and then any of the apps that are in the television, like Fubo is one, Tubi, Pluto. A lot of people will watch free TV knowing the ads are in it, and instead of paying the extra premium to have the fancy version of that app. And so we are always able to deliver ads to folks there. So those are some of those platforms. But yeah, YouTube TV and Amazon Prime, the list is very long. And if you want to know more about the specifics on that, we're happy to talk to you. Yeah, we start with a phone call to Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000, 850-262-6000, in order to talk to us a little bit more about your specific needs, your business, your target audience, where and who they are.
So it looks like we have a workshop coming up in March.
Yeah, we know that people are very interested in this and almost don't know where to go in order to learn more. So coming up March 10th and 11th here at our studios in Pensacola, we are laying out the ADX Digital Prepare Your Business for Smarter Marketing in 2026. We are utilizing AI and targeted strategies customized for your growth. And we have three slots both days. We are inviting our business owner friends who are interested in learning more about ADX Digital. It's kind of a, like, these segments that I do on Pep Talk are, they scratch the surface. And we're going to go pretty deep. They're a 90-minute workshop windows, essentially at 9, noon, and 2 o'clock on both Tuesday and Wednesday, the 10th and 11th of March coming up. And the way that you would sign up for that is just to give Jeff Wayne a call at 850-262-6000, 850-262-6000. Now, if you're working with ADX Digital and you already have an account executive like Sandy or Tasca or Howard, you can reach out to them. So reach out directly to them. Say, hey, I want to be part of that workshop coming up. It's absolutely free. There's not going to be a pitch at the end. You're not going to have to buy something to leave the room. None of those things. We're going to talk about AI-powered advertising, website ID targeting, connected TV, and quite a few other things that that are of interest to our business owners and partners that we have in our ADX Digital advertising family.
So there's going to be a lot of discussion on AI?
Yeah, AI. You almost can't have a digital marketing plan without having some understanding of the power of AI and how it works. This is the good AI, by the way. This isn't the scary AI people are scared of. This is good AI. Like what would be the most
accurate? Getting your questions answered, finding the information you need.
With in the workshop, yeah.
Right, yes.
Yeah, right. AI, though, so important in targeting, finding the people that are interested in your ads. Sometimes helping with the way you frame a question, what the call to action is, that kind of thing. But AI is a big part of what we do in our digital marketing here, and we all want to know more about it. And that's a big question. So we'll be tackling that and quite a few other things coming up in that. ADX Digital Marketing Workshop, March 10th and 11th. Absolutely free. Love to have you. And limited space, by the way. We have slots, and we only have a few in each one. So if that's interesting to you, please give Jeff a call at 850-262-6000.
All right, we'll be back with Pep Talk to wrap things up after this.
Princeton Grove, a new affordable housing community in Crestview, is now taking applications for 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Princeton Grove features a resort-style swimming pool, pickleball court, dog park, state-of-the-art fitness center, Energy Star rated appliances, granite countertops, and for a limited time, Princeton Grove is offering 1 bedroom apartments for $849 and 2 bedrooms at $1049 with no application fee. Princeton Grove Apartments in Crestview. Location, community, quality living. All starts at Princeton Grove.
Tired of your roof playing peekaboo with the rain? Call Quality Roofing. They fix leaks faster than your neighbor borrows your lawnmower.
Thank you, neighbor.
Whether it's storm damage or shingles gone wild, their expert team handles it all, no duct tape required. With top quality materials and service so good, even your mother-in-law will approve, especially their lifetime workman warranty. Don't wait for your ceiling to start drip-dropping. Call Quality Roofing Solutions. Quality Roofing Solutions, because your house deserves a hat that actually fits.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
One time he forgot to fuel up the boat. And it wouldn't be the first time he left his tackle box behind. On one trip he even headed out without his lucky hat. And seems he almost always forgets to wear his sunscreen. But he never forgets to wear the one thing that could save his life. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida.
Visit myfwc.com for more information.
So, what did I miss today?
Good question.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Chris Bryan.
Austin Price.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, there you have it.
Welcome back to Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, PJ, today, filling in once again for Meg. Brian Prowitz from ADX Digital, our guest for this half hour. As we wrap things up, Brian, what would you like to leave us with?
Yeah, just kind of back to the top of the script a little bit. We've got Gulf Coast Getaway Pass that's shaping up, available for you as a business owner if you want to get in front of all the places that our friends and tourists are going to be coming and seeing coming up starting very soon. It's kind of like the debate was, when does tourist season start here? And it was like, well, we framed it up like spring break to Labor Day. Kind of the six-month window that we want to be in front of and prepared for and speaking to and delivering messages to the people that are going to come here. 2.5 million people are going to spend $1.4 billion in our area this year, and about $1 billion of that is going to come March to August. In other words, the tourists that are making plans right now for their week of beach vacation, and the Gulf Coast Getaway Pass will put geofencing around some of the areas, including the minute they touch the ground at the airport, we can begin advertising to them. This is just one of the ways we can advertise with ADX Digital, and as a way to try and educate business owners about the power of digital marketing, we have a workshop coming up. The ADX Marketing Workshop is coming up March 10th and 11th here at our studios. Preparing Your Business for Smarter Marketing in 2026 is its name. We're going to be talking about AI-powered advertising, website ID targeting, connected TV, and a lot more about the different products that we have and the platforms and the strategies behind ADX Digital Marketing. You can RSVP through Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000, and that'll be coming up March 10th and 11th. We got three slots, limited availability. If this is something you want to know more about, this does not require you to run a radio schedule or buy anything at all. This is just a place where we think we have a level of expertise that people are interested in, and so we're opening our doors, inviting our friends, and saying, hey, if you want to learn more, check this out. So again, giving a call, any of these conversations about ADX Digital, give a call to Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000, and he'll get y'all taken care of.
Always great to have you here, Brian.
Thanks, BJ.
All right, thanks.